Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com. At MidwayUSA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
Welcome to DSC's Campfires with Larry Weissoon, the unique blend of hunting, conservation, and the outdoor lifestyle, delivered in an entertaining, informative fashion that only a veteran outdoorsman can do. DSC Campfires is brought to you by DSC, Conservation, Education, and Hunter Advocacy. Hornady, accurate, deadly, dependable. Trigicon, brilliant aiming solutions. Ruger, rugged, reliable firearms. Burnham Brothers Game Calls, callingest calls made. Double Nickel Taxidermy, where hunting memories are preserved. Taurus, maker of the Raging Hunter and other fine handguns. Now here's your host, Larry Weissoon.
David Fox, thank you for that absolutely great introduction once again. Today's podcast is going to be a little bit short around the campfire. Initially, I had hoped to bring you an interview with Jeremy Millett with International Sportsman, internationalsportsman.com. This is an absolutely fabulous site. Just started doing some things for it as well. Been looking at it for a long time. Lots and lots of great information having to do with anything with conservation, hunting, fishing, products. This site essentially has it all, and occasionally I get to do a small piece for it about some of the things that we're doing, some of the products we're using, some of the techniques we're using, and then also had hoped to, if that didn't work, bring you a podcast from none other than Mr. Chris Moody on a recent fishing trip that my daughter Teresa Tigret and I did on the Trinity River fishing for big gar. Unfortunately, I was in a situation where I didn't have the capabilities of sending my things electronically to make sure that they got there, and ended up having to put an SD card in an envelope and the fine folks over at the U.S. Postal Service somehow or another figured out how to drop my package in a puddle of water and basically just kind of rendered the SD card that I sent totally unusable. So I'm going to have to go back and revisit the time I spent with Jeremy and also with Chris, and we'll have those coming to you at another time. But this morning I'd like to talk to you just a little bit, since we've got the opportunity, about getting ready for hunting season. Now, in the background, occasionally you'll hear some vehicles. I'm on my little place, not too far from a little farm to market road. We pulled the cattle off of my place back in July, and a little bit earlier I'd pulled cattle off of one little pasture on the creek to try to get it to come back to so it wouldn't have so much erosion, and we're just about accomplished that. We'll accomplish the same thing with this area here that we pulled the cattle off of. Well, going in this morning, I planted a whole bunch of seeds that I picked up along the side of the road between here and where my place is. And every time I get an opportunity to pick up some seeds that are good for wildlife, I'd go ask the farmer or whoever's place it is if I can harvest a few of those seeds for my own use. And they've always been very gracious about letting me do so. So I pull some seeds and I bring them out to my place and plant them. But this morning, too, I had the opportunity to come out to the place and shoot the new Taurus Raging Hunter handgun. Now, it's available in a 357, a 44 mag, a 454 Casull, and a 460 S&W. Happen to have gotten all of them because I absolutely dearly love them. These particular guns are double action. That means I can shoot them as a single action, cocking the hammer, pulling the trigger, or I can simply pull the trigger, the cylinder revolves to the proper spot, hammer hits it, pull the trigger, you're ready to go again instead of cocking the hammer. But for years, I have spent so much time hunting single actions, I still find myself cocking the hammer. Put a Trijicon SRO sight on it. Now, the particular one that I put on it has got a 3.5 minute of angle dot. Now, if you don't know what that means, essentially it says that it covers 3.5 inch spot at 100 yards. So at 100 yards, it puts me right into the vitals where I need to be. The vitals on a deer at 100 yards are about, maybe 8-10 inches in diameter. And maybe a little bit larger even in that, and some of the bigger animals. So if I can put that dot in that area and pull the trigger and do what I'm supposed to do, I know it's going to go where I want it to. Shooting 240 grain XTP Hornady ammo, shot it at 25 to start with, and put two of them basically in the same hole and move the sights a little bit, and then put six shots within about a full inch. Now, the trigger pull's a little hard, and I'm going to work on that going forward, but I'm kind of adapting to that heavy trigger pull the more that I shoot it as well, too. But the trigger can be worked on, and there are a lot of people out there. Hopefully here very shortly we'll do an interview with a gentleman with the International Handgun Hunters group, and maybe we can get him to do some work on it if we want to, but again, I've gotten used to it, I think, of the heavier trigger pull, and with that being the case, I backed off to 100 yards, put two shots basically in the same hole, touching each other, then moved to another target, and on those other targets, I was about 1.5 inches off at 100, so even at 100 yards, I'd feel very comfortable in shooting a small pig, even at that distance. The 240 grain XTP and the 44 mag that Hornady puts out is one of the most amazing ammos I've ever shot when it comes to accuracy in different guns. Over the years, as a writer, as a hunter, I've had the opportunity to shoot all kinds of 44 mag handguns, single shot, single action, double action, all those kind of things, and it is the most forgiving of all the ammos that I've ever shot in terms of accuracy. From a good bench, regardless whether the gun seemingly liked the ammo or not, I could put six shots within 4 inches at 100 yards. Now, that's pretty good accuracy. And most of those were two or three that were real close together, and then I'd pull the trigger maybe a little bit harder than I should have or didn't do everything just right, because a handgun is just like a rifle or anything with a barrel. It's where that barrel is pointed when you pull the trigger is where the bullet goes. Can't wait to get out and start shooting these. I'm going to introduce Luke Clayton to handgun hunting with one of these. I'm setting up the 357 Magnum. Luke wants to hunt deer close range out to about 75 yards, and then hogs that distance or closer. And I know with the accuracy with the Trijicon SRO sight on it, and with a little bit of Luke getting used to the trigger and shooting from a good solid rest, there's no doubt that my compadre can put a three or four shots or six shots, whatever he wishes to shoot at 75 yards into about a 2-inch group. And we'll see how all that plays out as we do the A Sportsman's Life. Now, many of y'all know that I do with Luke Clayton and Jeff Rice a weekly digital TV show that's on Pride Outdoor Network. It's on Roku. It's on, oh my gosh, a whole bunch of others. All you have to do on those particular sites is go to, say, Roku and go to Pride Outdoor Network, and you'll see us there. And it's a weekly show that we do, and it amazes me. It's been very, very popular. It's not a highly produced show in that we show exactly what happens. If we don't catch a fish, and we show fishing, cooking, hunting, shooting, conservation, a little bit of everything, but it just shows it exactly how it happens. And if we mess up, you'll know it as soon as you see it. You'll see it because we're not about to edit out anything. If we miss, the miss is going to be there. And even if we make a bad shot, heaven forbid, something we don't want to do. But if we do, we will show it simply because to try to help you and us learn from the mistake that we made in making or taking that bad shot. So lots of good things coming on that particular show. As I said, it's a weekly show. You can also look it up on the YouTube channel, which is a sportsman's life as well. And there it's weekly, and there's about 100 episodes or so. Kind of like with this podcast, we've now exceeded 100 episodes, and looking forward to the next 100 to maybe 200 moving forward. Handgun hunting is not something that's new. Years ago, I interviewed an old sheriff that had, in Texas, South Texas, that it had taken a Boone and Crockett buck, and he had two prisoners escaped down in the brush country down in Dimmitt County just off the Rio Grande, and he knew they were kind of heading to the Rio Grande. Well, it was hunting season, and the big old ranch, and that big old ranch he happened to have permission to hunt on, and he's on the track of these two getaways, if you will, and he looks up there, and here is the biggest buck that this gentleman had ever seen. And he shoots it with his old 45 Model P Colt Peacemaker. And as soon as he shot, he goes, "Oh, my God, what have I done?" You know, and he watched the deer go down. So immediately he shouted out, says, "Take that, you SOB, by golly. The other one, you better come in here. If you don't, I'm going to track you down and shoot you, too." Well, about that time, both of the escaped prisoners came walking out of the brush from different directions. And not only did he have a Boone and Crockett buck, he had two prisoners that he got them to drag his deer back to his sheriff's car and take it into town. So I interviewed him later. I said, why'd you shoot it with the 45 Colt? And he goes, "Son," he said, "that's the only gun I had with me." And it made a lot of sense to me. You know, if it's got the only gun that you got with you, and he happened to know how to shoot this gun extremely well, but he showed that you could take a really big mature whitetail buck with a 45 long Colt. And over the years, a lot of times I carried a handgun and a rifle, and if I got in a situation where I did not feel comfortable about taking a shot over 100 yards with the handgun that I had with me, I had that rifle available, so I could take it. And I did that most of the time when I was hunting for just really big mature deer. But if I was just basically out hunting or knew I was going to be in an area where primarily my shots were going to be from, say, 100 yards or closer, and hopefully always closer, I did a lot by carrying a 44 bag handgun. Now, in years earlier, I did a lot of hunting with the TC Encore, and before that, the TC Contender, and the different rifle cartridges, and hunted a lot of different things. Hunted over in Africa with both a revolver and a single shot, the Contender, and shot some plains game, some other a little bit more dangerous type game there. And then, of course, here in the States, I've shot everything from shot my first brown bear with a .454 Casull years ago, and I've shot several moose, several caribou, several elk, black bear, pronghorn antelope, mule deer, whitetail, oh my gosh, and a gamut of other things kind of in between. And you shoot prairie dogs with them as well, too. And got to where, with a little 223 14-inch barrel in a Contender, TC Contender, Hornady ammo, of course. And back then I used a 2.5-7 long eye relief scope. I was able to take those prairie dogs out to 500 yards. Now, that's a great confidence builder, because I knew if I could hit a prairie dog at 500 yards, that when I crawled within 100 yards of a deer or less, that I could put that animal down very quickly and humanely with one shot. And that's kind of always been my goal, is to take that animal with that first shot. And I like to shoot, unfortunately, so a lot of times that animal doesn't go down with that first shot, even though I know it's properly placed right into the vitals, I'll shoot him a second time. I like to shoot, and I like to see what kind of bullet performance I get. Now, if I do have an animal out there and I shoot him and he doesn't go down, but I know he shot through a fairly vital area, I will not try to put the second bullet in the same place where I shot the first one. I'm going to come up a little bit, go to the side a little bit, with the idea of that first bullet, if it did what it's supposed to do, it created a tremendous wound channel. I don't want to shoot and hit a second spot or third spot in a different area to create two or three wound channels, to as quickly as possible have that animal bleed out and to cause a very quick and humane death, which is something we should all strive for, no matter what we shoot or how we shoot or where we shoot, kind of thing. Handgun hunting, getting ready. Got to go set out some trail cameras here in just a little bit. It is summertime. It is hot. There's cloud cover above us today. We've been very fortunate in rains. Hopefully we'll get a little bit more rain after I planted everything that I did this morning. And And if y'all will excuse me, I will go to the woods and take care of some work to further the cause for the coming hunting season. And really look forward to you being here, right here with me on DSC's Campfires with Larry Wysoon when we get together next week. Now, don't forget, you can get in touch with me at Larry Wysoon Outdoors on Instagram, Larry Wysoon Outdoors on Facebook, and there are a few other places you can do that. And I would dearly love to hear from you and hear some of the topics that you'd like to hear about. And just send me a message, and I'll do my very best to get back in touch with you. And, you know, it's time. It is August, and it is time to start getting ready for hunting season. So I'll catch up with y'all around the campfire. Thank you all for joining me today.
Thanks for joining us around the campfire. To leave a comment or suggestion for an upcoming episode, go to Instagram at Larry Wysoon Outdoors. Please join me right here next week for another DSC's Campfire.
DSC Campfires with Larry Wysoon has also been brought to you by the Texas Wildlife Association, working for tomorrow's wildlife today. TRHP Outdoors, Kenitrek Boots for the trails less traveled, Boyt, the finest in hunting gear, Pyramid Air for all things air gun, and Ripcord, rescue travel protection.
Brave anglers search for the one they call king, but who will take his throne? Tune in to Waypoint TV's Battle for Silver, Saturday, May 18th from 12 to 6 p.m. Eastern, presented by Abyss Battery. Waypoint TV. Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Every Monday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.